President Trump painted a strong picture of America's future in his third State of the Union address.
The American adventure has only just begun.
And Pete Buttigieg has a narrow lead over Bernie Sanders, but Iowa's results still remain in flux.
They're not complete, but results are in from a majority of precincts, and they show our campaign in first place.
Plus, what does fried chicken have to do with a surprise fashion hit? We'll tell you later. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Kim Gittleson. Let's get started. Now, before we take a closer look at President Trump's State of the Union speech and other political developments, including what's happening in Iowa, here's what you missed. China is using its pervasive digital surveillance network to try and track the spread of the new coronavirus. It's an unprecedented effort. From Singapore, reporter Lisa Lin has more.
When people think about China and the surveillance state, they tend to think about networks of CCTV cameras and facial recognition. In this case, what China's doing is not using the footage because in an epidemic, everyone's wearing a mask. Even if you wanted to use facial recognition, you couldn't. So what China's doing now is they're looking at your telco signals. So for example, in China, every citizen has a cell phone and that cell phone is tied to his or her ID. And the same thing goes for a railway ticket or an airplane ticket. So that makes it very easy to trace people who've left Wuhan, which is the current epicenter of the outbreak, or people who've traveled from the province that Wuhan is in, which is Hubei province.
Lisa says the effort is throwing up questions about balancing privacy with public health.
Chinese citizens who had left Wuhan were asked to fill in a form and report where they were, what flight they had taken, what their mobile number was, where they stayed. And that information got leaked onto social media and circulated pretty widely before it was put to stop. So that's the biggest privacy implication, the fact that in China or anywhere else in the world, humans are leaky, governments are leaky, people can leak that information, and there are serious repercussions when that happens.
The U.S. is preparing its second air evacuation of Americans from the outbreak center in Wuhan. China now says that the number of people infected with the virus has climbed above 24,000 people. Elsa, Baby Yoda, and 30 seasons of The Simpsons attracted 28.6 million people to subscribe to Disney's new streaming service, Disney Plus, over the past 2 months. That's nearly triple the signups for the November launch, exceeding even Disney's expectations for the service. Overall, Disney's fourth quarter earnings beat expectations. Now, our main story. During his State of the Union address last night, President Trump painted an optimistic picture of America's future and highlighted the strength of the U.S. economy.
We have shattered the mentality of American decline, and we have rejected the downsizing of Americans' destiny. We have totally rejected the downsizing. We are moving forward at a pace that was unimaginable just a short time ago, and we are never, ever going back.
He also said U.S. policy in Iran was working.
Because of our powerful sanctions, the Iranian economy is doing very, very poorly. We can help them make a very good and short time recovery. It can all go very quickly, but perhaps they are too proud or too foolish to ask for that help. We are here. Let's see which road they choose.
There was also a strong focus on health care, a key issue for voters in the 2020 race.
But as we work to improve Americans' health care, there are those who want to take away your health care, take away your doctor, and abolish private insurance entirely. 132 lawmakers in this room have endorsed legislation to impose a socialist takeover of our health care system, wiping out the private health insurance plans of 180 million very happy Americans.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer disputed Trump in the Democratic response.
It's pretty simple. Democrats are trying to make your health care better. Republicans in Washington are trying to take it away.
It was a message echoed on the campaign trail by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire.
In his remarks tonight, Donald Trump talked about the need for America to have the, quote, most affordable, innovative, and high-quality healthcare system on earth. He continued, "We will always protect patients with pre-existing conditions," end quote. Really? How gullible do you think the American people are?
With a little over 70% of precincts reporting in Iowa, Sanders is near the top of the Democratic pack. Pete Buttigieg has won a few more delegates in the partial results. One thing that was left out of the president's address last night was impeachment. The Senate trial is expected to conclude today, and the result isn't in doubt. Politics reporter Natalie Andrews has more.
Senators will gather at 4 p.m. for really the conclusion of the trial, and we expect the outcome to be an acquittal. They'll vote on the two articles of impeachment that the House passed. And it's interesting in this case because this vote in particular is not surprising. We've known that this trial would likely lead to acquittal since it started.
But even if the outcome isn't a surprise, the votes of a handful of senators could be.
We are watching three Democrats very closely: Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Doug Jones of Alabama, and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona are all undecided. They are Democrats that represent states that Donald Trump won, and Senator Doug Jones in particular is up for re-election this cycle and faces a very steep climb to win. So it's thought that voting to impeach the president, who is well-liked in that state, may not be politically wise.
You can find all of our coverage of the State of the Union, the delayed results out of Iowa, and the conclusion of the Senate impeachment trial up on WSJ.com. On to markets. Shares in Tesla are once more on a wild ride. The electric car maker's stock has risen by 56% over just the past week. Shares in Tesla have nearly quadrupled, yes, quadrupled since October. That's pretty impressive, especially considering Tesla reported yet another annual loss last year. So what's going on? Our markets editor, Quentin Webb, has more.
Well, you know, for true believers, Tesla is the company that stands the best chance of owning the new era of electric vehicles. And it helps, of course, that it has this kind of charismatic chief executive, Elon Musk. And so it seems like a lot of retail investors have been piling into the stock, perhaps not paying too much attention to the fundamentals. On top of that, you have many people who've been skeptical about Tesla, who've been betting against the stock in a process called short selling. And as the stock has risen, that has created a sort of vicious circle for some of these people in which they're forced to buy back stock in the market at a higher price. That creates a thing called a short squeeze, which can kind of fuel further rises in the share price. So, you know, who knows whether Tesla will dominate the coming era of electric vehicles or not. There are a lot of experienced car makers out there who would perhaps also want to have a shot at that. But it is extraordinary to see a major company go from a market value of $40 billion at the end of August to more than $160 billion now.
And here's what else we're paying attention to today. On Wall Street, we'll get earnings from Merck, Grubhub, and General Motors. Yesterday, Ford reported disappointing results and said the rest of the year didn't look much better. Shares in Ford fell around 10% in trading after hours. We'll also get data from the Commerce Department on the latest trade figures. That will give us a better sense of the impact of the easing of trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Finally, how many people don't work at Popeyes but want to look like they do? More than you might think. That's because Popeyes uniforms bear a striking resemblance to some of Beyoncé's new Ivy Park collection. An ad agency working with Popeyes noticed the online chatter about the similarities in January, so they jumped into action and did a fashion shoot with Popeyes workers in their uniforms in the style of the Ivy Park ads. The uniforms sold out in days. Popeyes said it will donate the proceeds to charity. That's what's news from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.